Graham, you are the chairperson of Moneyfield Ladies Football Club, yes?
That's correct, yes.
Now, what does that entail?
Well, in order to get girls playing football on a Saturday, it's really, there's a lot of work that has to be done in the background. So, organisation of all the club, maybe up to about 100 players that we've got in Moneyfield, takes a lot of background information.
100 players?
Well, they've all got their numbers on the back of their strips, so currently we're starting at around about 50, but we're hoping to get up to 100. By the time we had the ladies team, there was 100 when it's working at its maximum.
Now, the club started, did you say, in 2003, when we were chatting earlier? 2003 the club started?
Yes, originally it was formed in 1998 when the boys' club applied for funding from the lottery. And as part of the lottery, they decided they had to have a girls' team. So there was a token girls' team started, but very quickly the girls' team outgrew the boys' team within
months. So how many girls were there in 2003?
In 2003, well, when working at their maximum, there should be two under-11s, two under-13, an under-15, an under-17, and a ladies' team. So you're talking maybe about 10 to 15 for each team, so that's around about 100.
OK, fantastic. Do you think the growth in the girls that are now coming along to Moneyfield Ladies Football Club on a Tuesday night and that are playing on Saturdays, do you think that's kind of like in concert with the kind of growth there has been in ladies' football across the land?
I think it has, and I think when 2010, when they moved on to summer football, then I've noticed a huge increase in the skill level, because it's a nice summer's evening and the girls can practice for hours at their skills, whereas before that, and when it was a winter season, it was keeping warm as the essence, and the, so the skill level in the last few years has improved immeasurably.
So as a chairperson, you get yourself involved with some of the coaching, as I've seen over the years. I've been coming to see my daughter play, but what else is it you do?
Well, I see my role is to give parents the confidence to take on the rules, because I'm a qualified coach up to level 3, but I see my job as more as giving other parents the confidence to start it. So this under 9 that I've started with now, I think that's my 5th team that I've started, and then I give the other coaches confidence to keep on playing.
Under 11s this year, you've got 3 new coaches who have taken that on.
There's 3 new coaches for, well, I've got 3 new coaches for under 9, I've got 3 coaches for under 11, and there's Justine and Andy do the under 13 and under 15. We did lose a couple of coaches when the daughters moved away and stopped playing, and that's the kind of weakness.
Yes.